KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Officials in Kwadukuza say residents can expect to have lights throughout the festive season. Several areas under the municipality have had no electricity this week. Spokesperson Sfiso Zulu explains what the problem was.
Municipality experienced a cable fault on the Eskom Driefontein line. And what compounded the problem was that some of the jumpers were also faulty. The other part of the problem, the mini substation at Simbiti was also faulty and had to be replaced. But due to the thunderstorm on Tuesday night, it was difficult. It impeded the speed of the work of the contractors. That is why they were only able to deal with it yesterday.
Zulu says while Caesar water workers were fixing their pipes, there was another fault leaving Leonora Drive and Hillary Drive in Belito without power last night. He believes there won't be any issues after today.
We have refurbished our infrastructure. We have refurbished infrastructure and we are working on two new substations that we are confident is not going to let us down. It's a festive season. We are expecting that the network will be strained, but we don't think to the extent that we are going to have a continuous problem. Once this has been sorted out today, we are hoping for a smooth festive season.
Two people who were trapped in the wreckage of a car that crashed on the M13 near Shongweni, west of Durban, have been taken to hospital. Emergency services say the vehicle veered off the road earlier this afternoon, killing one other occupant. It's understood it crashed into a barrier, falling several meters down and landing between two bridges. President Cyril Ramaphosa has officially recognized Princess Masalanabo Modjadji as the Queen of the Balobedu Nation in Limpopo. She's ascended the throne after turning 18 and becomes Queen Modjadji VII. Her uncle had acted as regent since she was 10. The Queen now leads the only legally recognized queenship in South Africa. The presidency says her recognition under the Traditional and Khoisan Leadership Act marks a significant moment for the Balobedu Nation.
In accordance with Section 12.8a of the Traditional and Khoisan Leadership Act of 2019, as soon as the successor ceases to be a minor, the rightful successor must be recognized by the president as the queen or king. A certificate of recognition must be issued.
And French President Emmanuel Macron has named François Bayrou as the country's new prime minister. The 73-year-old's appointment comes 9 days after Michel Barnier's government was ousted by parliament in a historic no-confidence vote following a standoff over an austerity budget. Barnier became France's shortest-serving prime minister after lasting only 3 months. Bayrou is the head of the MoDem group, an ally of Macron's party. The top story this hour, officials in Kwadukuza say residents can expect to have lights throughout the festive season. Several areas under the municipality have had no electricity this week, but the municipality says the issues have been fixed. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas and Pakistan face off in the second T20 international of the series tonight at Supersport Park. The Hollywood Bet Shark side for their Champions Cup showdown with Leicester has been confirmed. And Federico Chiesa is approaching full fitness, according to Liverpool boss Arne Slot.